Today on the Pageant Cast, Autumn Brown, Miss Wisconsin Galaxy 2008. TKPN. Pageant Cast episode 166.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Jade Kenny, Miss Teen International 2006, and you are listening to Internet's first podcast dedicated to beauty pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Kretschmann.
Thank you. Thank you for that great introduction. Have we got a show for you. If this is your first time listening to the program, you picked a great time to start listening to the Pageant Cast. We have a great program for you today. A lot of huge pageantry news. It's all happening at once. In fact, we have an interview today with Autumn Brown, Miss Wisconsin Galaxy 2008. She was nice enough to drive herself up here on a very icy day. She came here to our Muskego estate and recorded the interview. So, of course, goes right to the front of the line, and we'll have her interview on in today's show. Now, having said that, so we have a live face-to-face interview, which you know always turn out better than my phone interviews because I'm terrible. But we had a bunch of phone interviews as well because we have on today's show, we're going to be talking to Jenny Telwar. She's the CEO of American Teenager. They're doing some exciting things over at ANTSO, and you will hear about that on today's show. And we talked to Andrea Patrick Forte, who, unless you're not involved in the pageant community, didn't look at any of the usual spots out there, she just launched a brand new magazine. It has a pageantry angle. It has an angle of inspiring women. And it's called Gladys Magazine, and we'll be talking more about that later on in today's show, both as a news article, and we do have an interview with Andrea. We were lucky enough to get a call into her between orders. She was just taking hundreds of orders there on Monday when she launched it. Also, we have a review today of Miss America Countdown to the Crown. Got an email about that. Got a few emails. We'll be talking about those later on in today's show. Got an announcement that the Pageant Event 2 is coming. That's right, the Pageant Event 2. Now, there was one about 2 years ago, and this is in Milwaukee. And let me give you the quick what we know so far about it. It is going to be held Sunday, March 1st, 2009. It goes from about 11 a.m. to about 4 o'clock. There is a lunch involved with it. It's at the Best Western down by the Milwaukee Airport, so if you're flying in, very easy to get to from there. There will be photo opportunities with local and state title holders, so bring your camera. There will be autographs. Wear your crown and banner if you have a current title. Share information about upcoming pageants. You can get this for about, it looks like, about $23 a seat. I don't know if this is the final information on this. It is coming out. It just got announced. And I'm sure we're going to have somebody from the Pageant Event 2 come here on the show and talk to us about it. Fantastic event. Lots of information. So if you're in the Midwest, this is really something to write in your notebooks and your calendars and set aside the time on March 1st. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend because I'm usually in the Midwest and not a whole lot going on in the pageant world. So I already booked a trip to, North Carolina for the international pageants. I'll be emceeing out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait for that. Also, okay, as if that wasn't enough, we have National Teenager has all sorts of new information that we're going to be talking to Jenny Telwar about. We have Andrew Patrick Forte starting an entire new magazine. We have the Pageant Event 2 is announced. And for those of you that watch The Bachelor, we actually have not one, but two. That's right, two different pageant veterans that are taking part in The Bachelor this year. One is Lauren Wenger, and she has not been on our program in the past. But the other one is Nikki Kapke. And Nikki has been on the program in the past. We'll put a link to her show in the show notes. She was Miss Midwest Galaxy 2008. Did a great job. She was one of the top five, I believe, out there at Nationals. Nikki is a wonderful young lady. I've known her since she competed in the international system. And just a wonderful, wonderful, warm human being. Lots of fun to talk to. Knows pageantry inside and out. Unbelievable expert in these. In fact, I used to ask her a lot of times when I had questions about pageants. She was one of, I've got about 6-7 people that I'll shoot an email out to, and I'll say, okay, now what about this program and what's the difference between this and this? And she is a fantastic expert on these things. So she is on The Bachelor, and we're wishing Lauren and Nikki the best of success with whatever their goals are out there on The Bachelor, be it getting a lot of exposure. Though I'll tell you right now, I typed in both of these young ladies, their name into Google, and you can tell that the Bachelor excitement has already started, and their names are getting all over the internet, so you know that publicity machine is moving forward. So best of luck and success to both of those young ladies in The Bachelor. Okay, I'm already starting to lose my voice. So we're going to get things going here. This is going to be a longer program than usual. And I'd apologize, but I think this is one of the best shows we've had in a long time. So sit back, relax, enjoy on your iPod, or if you're listening right through our computer system. We're glad to have you with us. And remember to give us a call at 414-517-4908. Now it's time for the Pageant Cast.
TKPFanPodcast.com. You've got mail.
Today an email. I got an email from Lori Kimsey. She's the Beauties of America Teen 2008. She's currently reigning. And she sent me this email. It says, "Hi, Tim. I know you get around and see many pageants and queens, so if you find anyone with a copy of the Pageantry 2008 Winter Edition that would be willing to sell it to me, will you let me know? Thanks, Tim." Well, Lori, I'm going to announce it on the show. I'm announcing it right now. If somebody has a copy of Pageantry 2008 Winter Edition that you would like to sell for a scrapbook, please contact me at pageantcast@gmail.com or give me a call at 414-517-4908. We won't put it on the air. Just I will get your contact information to Lori, and you guys can figure it out. So, again, if you have a copy of Pageantry 2008 Winter Edition, please let me know, and I will pass that information along to Lori. Thanks a lot. As you know, I've been pleading with people, to see if they would send in their thoughts about the Miss America reality show Countdown to the Crown. And I made the comment, well, if I don't hear anything, then there must not be anything to report. Well, I have been getting some emails, and I would like to thank Michelle Wagner. She was willing to let me talk about her email on the air. Her first email from the first week was, "It's just like any other reality show, and they're trying to build up catfights between the contestants." The second week, she felt a lot better. And I'll read you that email completely. It says, "Much better than the first week. The women all were very team-oriented. It was nice to see them all rooting for each other during the contest. And even when it looked as though one contestant may have injured her back in one of the contests, they were all genuinely happy when she was all right. There were no catfights or backstabbing remarks. It was nice to see them in the light that they truly are, selfless and real." Thanks, Michelle, for that review. It was fantastic of you to let me know what you thought of the show. But all the rest of you listeners, let me know. Let me know what you think of Countdown to the Crown. And should more pageants take on this idea and have more reality shows about pageants? Or are you kind of glad that this is about the only one out there? Let me know. You can send me an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. Of course, you can friend me up on Facebook, or you can give us a call at 414-517-4908. The Pageant Cast is on the road again. This time, I'm traveling to Greensboro, North Carolina, the weekend of February 27th and 28th, 2009. I'm going to be the Master of Ceremonies for the North Carolina International Pageants. We hope the live show that weekend, so keep an eye open on pageantcast.com for details. More than anything, though, we want to connect with you, the listeners of the Pageant Cast. If you live or are planning to visit the Greensboro, North Carolina area the weekend of February 27th and 28th, come on out to the North Carolina International Pageant and say hi! Or give me a call on the pageant phone. That's 414-517-4908. Call it that week and we'll try to meet up. Hope to see you in Greensboro at the North Carolina International Pageant end of February.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to TKPN and the Pageant Cast, and we have in the studio live with us today Autumn Brown, Miss Wisconsin Galaxy 2008. Hello, Autumn.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. First of all, I always like to thank the people that actually drive out here, and you drove 2 hours in ice.
I did.
To get here.
I did. My car was completely covered in ice this morning. I had to chisel away at it just so I could come see you.
Wow, that's so sweet. I know, it's got something to do with my beautiful brown eyes. Anyway.
Yeah, we discussed that earlier.
No need to tell anybody. Your boyfriend is going to, like, knock the snot out of me later.
He probably won't be listening to this.
And nobody's happier than me about that. I need listeners, but I don't need, you know, a concussion. Anyway, thank you so much for coming out. Really appreciate it. Now, we got to know each other a little bit out there in Florida, in Orlando, Florida, which you're right at home in Orlando, Florida.
Definitely.
With Disney. Tell me a little bit about that. I know Disney has all sorts of rules, what you can and cannot say. So whatever you can tell us, tell us.
Well, I actually did an internship my sophomore year of college with Disney. It was a communications internship, and I lived down there for about 5 months. And while I was there, I worked at what was then called MGM Studios, but now it's called Hollywood Studios.
Right, and what she's not telling you is she actually lived in Sleeping Beauty Castle.
I can only dream. I wish. Actually, it's Cinderella's castle is Disney World. Sleeping Beauty is
Disney
in
World.
California.
Cinderella's. Okay, Sleeping Beauty is out at Disneyland.
Yeah, in California.
In California. See, she's still in the mode.
I am. I have to correct you on that because Cinderella's my favorite. So
Cinderella's your favorite?
She is.
See, mine is Belle from
Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. I used to sing that song all the time when I was little and like play dress up in my backyard. I was a really cool kid.
Yeah, I'm keeping that part in the interview, folks. Beauty and the Beast, when that got the Academy Award, I was so happy that it was nominated for Best Film that year. And remember, the next year they started the Animated Academy Award. And I thought, about time, because I thought that was the best film by far that year. I don't think it ended up getting the Best Picture, but it should have. It got robbed. Just telling everybody.
It is a great show. They have a lot of stuff.
That used to be. Now, were you there when they still had the Beauty and the Beast stage show over
it? Yes, I was.
Or Hollywood Studios now? That was my favorite show by far. Now, my favorite, I think, is Little Nemo.
They have like the Nemo one with all the neon lights and
the big puppets and stuff. That, I think, is really cool. The Nemo stage musical.
Yeah, I just saw that when I was down there for the Galaxy International pageant for the first time. So
I thought that was fantastic.
It was. It really is. It's awesome.
I really enjoyed it. I have to admit, I liked Expedition Everest just a little bit more, but I'm a coaster freak. And they didn't have the Yeti attacking me at that time.
No.
You had told me that it also... Yes, we're geeking out on Disney.
Yeah. Okay, we'll stop.
Let's talk about the pageant, because that was a lot of fun. Now, I do hear that they worked you pretty hard for that opening number.
It was well worth it. It turned out really well.
It was fantastic. It was a great opening number.
Yeah, but I think the rehearsal for the dance was about 7 hours long with a lunch break in the middle. But it turned out to be amazing.
Hey, you got lunch. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, we got to eat. That's all we need.
And I'll tell you, it looked like $1 million.
It was awesome.
It really lit up the place. You could feel the electricity. And then the girls were all upset because they had static in their hair. But
that's not true. Come on.
It's true. All their hair was standing on end at the end of the whole thing. We had to go in there with a bucket of water. And you know. Anyway.
Believe him. I'll bring pictures.
Nobody does. Nobody ever does. They're like, oh, that's just him. I'm having way too much fun. So you're giving up your title in, I believe it's March.
Yes.
Because I heard you have a really cool MC that's going to be officiating.
Ooh, at
the Galaxy, Illinois. I don't know, but it is going to be held in Dixon, Illinois again. Wisconsin and Illinois have their, or that's right, Wisconsin might actually be different.
Nope,
this year.
Wisconsin is now going to be in Appleton. Britt just told me that the other day.
Okay,
so
I'm emceeing Illinois, and I haven't got the call yet. What's going on with Wisconsin? I think I have to be there, don't you? When is that?
That is March 6th and 6th through the 8th or 6th.
Okay, that must be like the weekend before. Or folks, this will all be on our show notes. We'll have it figured out by then. but we'll have links to both of them. In the past, so people know what we're talking about, in Illinois, they held both the Illinois and Wisconsin pageants. And Galaxy has just been growing quick.
I can't believe how big Wisconsin is this year compared to last year, even.
Yeah, you know, in the Midwest, see, I'm a Midwest guy. You're from the Midwest. We have watched pageants kind of ebb and flow over the years here. And it seems like things are on the rise a little bit in the Midwest right now. Again, I have been saying forever, your division, the Miss division, is where it's most difficult right now, and the Misses divisions are going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to have a lot to do with this. Even teens are having difficulty now, I've been
hearing. And I think a lot of people tend to go towards when they become the age of the Miss division, they go to Miss America or Miss USA a lot of times.
That's been happening, but I have to say, even their enrollment numbers are down from everything that I've heard and what I've witnessed here on the show and all of that. But the Galaxy system, a lot of people compare it to kind of the USA system.
Yeah.
That it's fairly similar in that regard. Would you agree? Because you've competed at USA.
I've competed in both, and I think that they are very similar. They're very high fashion, trendy. Just very upbeat and a lot of fun.
Now, what's the difference in the interview portion of those, would you say?
Let's see. USA, you have a panel of, I would say, 3 to 4 judges, typically.
Okay, yeah.
Galaxy, I had about 4 to 5,
okay.
I believe. And they were both panel style. Galaxy asked a lot off my resume.
Okay.
And USA asked a lot more about what I would do with the title, my platform, that sort of thing.
Yes. Will you open a Facebook account and put dirty photos of yourself out on it? That's what USA is very worried about these days. And I can't blame them.
I can't blame them. No.
They've had a few little issues with that. America's system has had issues with that. So they do need to find out the character of their girls, but obviously they had nothing to worry about with you, Autumn.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more exciting talk with Autumn Brown. She's Miss Wisconsin Galaxy 2008 in just a moment.
Now it's time for TATK.com.
Howdy, y'all. This is Penny Geisler from TSTJ, bringing you the year-end roundup. Miss Tourism International was crowned on New Year's Eve. Her name is Mandaasi Mamagi. She She's 21 and she's from India. In the Miss Universe, Miss Angola is Nelsa Surya Pumbau, and she is 21. Also in Miss Universe, Miss Belgium is Zenyp Fever, age 18. In Miss USA, the Miss Kansas is Courtney Courtier, and she is on her third try. She competed in both Kansas and Missouri. Sorry, Miss Kentucky is Maria Montgomery. First try, 19 from Janeville. In the Miss World, you got Miss World Malawi, and she's Joyce Mathandi. In Miss USA Teen, Miss Teen Kentucky USA is Jeffra Bland of Campbellsville. Miss Teen Kansas is Alexis Rewalt, 17, from Molasses. And Miss Arkansas, Miss Texarkana, Arkansas, is Margaret Edwards. She competed last in Texas. She's at Texas-Arkansas split, where the first year they compete in Texas, and the next year she's beaten Arkansas. She is 23, and she's in Texarkana. Also, Miss Texas White Rock Lake is Samantha Stokes. She's 23 and returned last year. Miss South Lake is Brittany Wellsbury, who is a former Team Texas in 02. She last competed in 04. Team South Lake is Amy Cristiani, and she is also returned from last year. Miss Texas Texarkana is Adriana Nelson, who was also a compete from last year in Texas. Coming up on the editorials is New Year's Ponderings, and we are off to another new year. So Happy New Year to you all, and until next time, this is Penny Geisler for TFTJ. Bye. TFTJ.com.
Fun on the phone.
You're listening to TKPN, and this is the Pageant Cast. And on the phone with us right now, we have the CEO of National Teenager. Here's Jenny Telwar. How are you doing, Jenny?
Hello. I'm doing great, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us about what I typically call ANSO. First of all, for people that don't know what ANSO stands for, what is ANSO?
ANSO is America's National Teenager Scholarship Organization.
Okay,
and
now
we've been around, as you know, since 1970, so we're an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, fantastic. And National Teenager recently has been a very exciting scholarship to watch over the past year, because you just recently started a Miss Division.
We did.
And just, what, in the past month or so, you started out a new website.
We did. We just launched a brand new, interactive, very teen Miss-friendly website that we're very, very proud of, and it has a lot of great information and a lot of great activities on it for teenagers to participate in.
And what is that web address?
The web address is www.nationalteen.com.
Nationalteen.com, and of course, we'll have a link in the show notes. I feel like everybody should sing along whenever I say that. Now, one of the things I took a look at, it's absolutely beautiful. A lot of great photos on there, and it looks like it has a lot of room to expand as well with the new setup that you have. One of the items out there was a 10-city acting camp. What is that?
Well, that is actually, we're really excited about that addition, because a lot of the girls that, of course, compete have aspirations to continue a career in entertainment. And so last summer, we were fortunate to have a Disney celebrity, Esteban, which all the girls knew and loved because they all watched Disney Channel at some point or another. And Esteban is one of the main characters on Disney's number 2 rated show, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. And Esteban was able to join us at our national event. He emceed and hung out with the girls and came to our parties and things like that. And so the girls were very interactive with him. Well, he was so impressed with our system. He has an acting camp that he does with celebrities like Aaron Carter, Blake Jones, various people from Disney, including the little Pettis girl that was on the show, Cory in the House, I think it is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't watch a lot of Disney shows.
Oh, Disney shows, it's unbelievable. You can't keep track of them because once those kids get over a certain age, it's time for a new show for them.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but there's a bunch of celebs that he worked with and through Disney. And so he launched a tour called the Young Actors Camp. He has already been doing this for 2 years, all through Canada and the United States, and he has now chosen to partner with our organization, which is so exciting. We're so excited to be a part of this and offer these girls an opportunity to meet these celebrities and work with them over the course of a weekend while also learning about America's National Teenager. So we're going to do a 10-city tour in 2009, and the dates, we're finalizing the dates right now because dealing with celebrities, we are trying to tag team all the dates to their availability between show tapings and, of course, our availability with our pageants. And so, but basically, we're going to have also casting agents. They're going to go through a weekend of training with all these celebs one-on-one time, and then they're going to also learn about America's National Teenager. I will be present at all the events, talking about the program, talking about the celebrities that we're going to have on doc for this year. And at our national pageant, that is. And then they're going to get to meet casting directors from shows like American Idol and America's Top Model and The Sweet Life of Zachy Cody and Cory in the House and these other things. True casting directors, people that do the actual shows, will get to meet one-on-one with all the attendees, with the girls that are at these acting camps, with the girls that are participating in our pageant, and they will get to have that interaction so that if anybody has those aspirations, they can pursue them.
Well, this sounds like a fantastic opportunity. Now, people can learn more, and as the dates get firmed up, they'll be on your fancy-schmancy new website, won't it?
They will, and they can also contact our national office to register for the camp, as well as get listings for all the cities. We have cities all the way from Seattle all the way into Tampa, Florida. So they're across the country, and they will be all during the 2009 calendar year.
Is there a central phone number that they should be calling?
Yes, they can actually. We make it real easy. We do have a toll-free number in our office, 866-NAT-TEEN. NAT for National, Teen for Teenager, 866-NAT-TEEN.
Wow, you must have done some maneuvering to get such an easy phone number to remember.
Oh, we're just lucky like that. We're just on top of it.
That's great. And National Teenager really is one of the top pageants here in the country, and we've always been pleased with our relationship with you guys, and we wish you continued success here in 2009. Anything else that we should be on the lookout for? It seems like you guys are always introducing something new.
Well, we are, and our Miss program is growing, and I appreciate you plugging that because I feel like a lot of girls, Miss Division girls, are really enjoying the opportunity of competing without having to put on a swimsuit. And so we are really also promoting that and continuing that and developing that, and our prize packages are growing every day, and we're excited in a time that the economy has been faltering. We are actually gaining more national sponsors than ever before with partnerships like American Airlines and Tiffany & Company. So we are thrilled with the progress that we're making, and despite everybody else's gloom and doom, it's not affecting us.
That's great. Well, I know, too, our listeners, when they heard the word Tiffany and Company, they probably perked up quite a bit.
Yes, we're excited to have them. They're going to be a gift sponsor for several of our runner-ups and queens this year.
All right. Well, thank you so much this morning, Jenny, for talking to us. We'll have this on the show right away, and we hope that all of our listeners can check out your new website, your newly redesigned website, we should say, at www.nationalteen.com.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Remember to point your podcatcher to pageantcast.com and catch the pageantcast. This is Becky Willard, Miss America's Touch of Class 2008, wishing you Tiara Dreams.
Judd Starr is going to be a star, and you'll know why I say that after you hear this musical selection. This comes from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. The name of the song is What If I'm Fine? And here's Judd Starr to sing it for you right now.
Maybe I'm mad. dejected and sad. There's always some remedy they push on me, like a passive drug to medicate me asleep. They make me feel like I'm second grade. They make me feel like I've gone insane. But what if I'm fine? What if I'm fine? And everybody else is out of their minds. They make me feel like I don't belong, that I'm so weak and they're so strong. But what if I'm fine? What if I'm fine? And everybody else is out of their minds. Telling me it's sweet, but I know it's sour. They want me to think that I'm just a tiny dot who connects the lines in the maze they've got. They make me feel like I'm second grade. They make me feel like I've gone insane. But what if I'm fine? What if I'm fine? And everybody else is out of their minds. They make me feel like I don't belong, so strong. But what if I'm fine? What if I'm fine? And everybody else is out of their minds.
And we're back. You're listening to TKPN, and I'm sure by the time we get to this portion of the interview, I have edited quite a bit, but no, we're having a great time with Autumn Brown, Miss Wisconsin Galaxy 2008, here in our studio, and we were just talking about what a full calendar you have ahead of you here in 2009. Now, one of the things that you're going to be competing in this year is the Wisconsin International Pageant System.
Yes.
Now, I believe this is the first time that they're doing a prelim. It's been at large up until now, I'm fairly certain.
I think that's correct. I have never done this system before, so this is all new to me as well.
Okay, well, and we're going to want more details from you as that goes on. And that's coming up in
February.
Yes. Okay, and it's near the end of February, but I'm going to try to see what I can do to get down there. It's going to be an exciting pageant, I'm sure.
It is. I'm really excited. I've seen and heard lots of good things about it. So.
And of course, she's listened to all the pageant casts that we've held down at Chicago and Skokie, Illinois. So she's all prepared.
Tim's helping me out.
Shh. Shh.
No, I mean by doing interviews so that I can listen to.
Yes, we'll use that. that'll be our story, Autumn. No,
all
no,
right.
Autumn. It is a fantastic pageant system. You're going to have a blast, and you're also going to be involved in a system that I judged just last year, U.S. Beauties.
Yes,
which is held in Illinois.
Yes,
and that's going to be a lot of excitement. That is a system that is really coming on strong.
It is
very quickly
compared to last year. The numbers have doubled at least.
Oh, it's more than doubled.
Yeah.
At this point, and I'm looking forward to. I've moved around that calendar quite a few times to make sure I can get down there. Gotta cheer on Autumn, so I can't judge this here.
That's all right. That wouldn't be fair.
Total homeboy here. Wisconsin. Yeah, you hear this one cheesehead out in the.
That's okay. I'm a cheesehead too. You got to be proud.
You know, honestly, I don't like the cheesehead thing.
I do.
Really?
Yeah. But that's because I was born and raised in Green Bay.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's kind of like in my blood.
Yeah, but there's something about wearing a yellow piece of foam on your head.
You gotta do it with pride.
The tiara looks a lot better on your head.
It is a lot prettier,
I'll
admit that. The tiaras are prettier.
You know, some fool is gonna start a Miss Cheesehead pageant somewhere along the line.
I hope so.
Oh, God.
I really think it should be you.
Yeah. Things that aren't gonna happen for 500, Alex. I have been asked a couple of times, when are you going to start a pageant cast pageant? I said, gee, I don't know. Have I assumed room temperature at this particular point in time? I don't think... directors, you have nothing to worry about from me. That is no problem. That's your job. And, you know, really, a good director is worth their weight in gold. You know, they do
definitely.
A lot of work, and they work hard with their... with their title holders and all their contestants to get them ready, and
I'm really a great time. I'm really excited about this year. The directors that I have for the two upcoming pageants have both been wonderful. And
now, don't tell us about your secret sauce, but what do you do to prepare for a pageant?
Really, I just go over my resume and focus on why I'm there in the first place. It's not always just to win the crown and banner. That is the ultimate goal, but you know, you really just have to go into it being yourself and not change yourself at all throughout the pageant weekend or throughout the pageant week. And mm-hmm. I definitely, the working out and the eating healthy and stuff up to the pageant is a huge part, feeling good. And
what's the strangest question you've gotten in the interview room?
Strangest question would have to be, I actually don't know. I can't think
of... You haven't gotten any strange questions?
I haven't gotten any really out there questions that I couldn't answer.
But you've gotten the thing like, if you could be a tree, what type of tree would you be?
I've
if you didn't get anything silly like that?
I think I got an extremely easy question and I didn't know how to answer it. I got, what is your favorite color? And I'm 22 years old and I was like, my favorite color is yellow, and I like it because
it's
it was just
yellow.
It was just such an easy question that I wasn't prepared to answer that, and I really just kind of flubbed it because
You're sitting there and you're going, "What are they going to ask me about trigonometry?"
I'm like, "Okay, they're going to ask me something about a dinner party and who I would take to dinner," and but no, they asked me what my favorite color was. So that.
But it isn't like Miss America where they say how many soldiers have passed away so far over in the Iraq War. I was at a pageant where that was the big question that they were asking each and every girl, and I'm like, I don't know if that has anything to do with that particular title, to know that that piece of what I consider, while it's important to know that people are dying over in the war, I don't know if that number is particularly what you need to know. It just hit me as an odd question, but a lot of things hit me as odd questions, such as what type of tree would you be? What is your favorite verb? what type of pie do you like to eat? How do you answer questions like that?
I did get one once that was, if you could be any accessory, what would you be and why?
Okay, what did you answer?
And
like
I said that I would be a shoe or a pair of shoes because you would get to travel and you get to see a lot of different things. Everybody wears, well, not everybody wears shoes, but for the most part.
I'd be an iPhone. Definitely an iPhone. Just multifunctional. That's me.
See, iPhones weren't out then, so I couldn't have used that.
Okay,
but that would have been good.
She just aged herself, folks.
I did.
Yeah.
But it's true that there wasn't any such thing as an iPhone or even a phone that could have the internet.
Yeah,
so.
You know, that's true. Well, we're just about out of time. I do want to thank you, Autumn, for taking the time today, for coming out to the Pageant Cast and coming out to our studio, braving the moat that we have around the house with all the sharks in there, and coming on in. Thanks so much for coming
out. Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun.
I had a blast talking to you, and I'm sure we're going to be in contact throughout the year. I won't be able to go anywhere without seeing you compete.
I know.
So
it's
going to
be a busy
year.
Definitely.
It is going to be a busy
Can't
year.
Wait.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim.
This is Daniela Morris, Miss Teen of America, wishing you Tiara Dream.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
BeachBliss.com, an online swimwear retailer, is providing the swimsuits to TLC's Miss America reality TV series, Countdown to the Crown. In the second episode of the series, contestants participated in a runway competition modeling swimwear brands retailed by BeachBliss.com. You can, of course, see these photos and rank them on the TLC Miss America site. This story falls in the, oh my goodness, I didn't think this could happen. The credit crunch claims its latest victim, the Miss Great Britain contest. That's right. Gemma Garrett, who is Miss Great Britain 2007, may be the longest in that position because this year's pageant has been called off due to economic woes. Very interesting story. You can, of course, check out all the details out at news.pageantcast.com. June 6, 2009 is the date for the Collier Lily Ride for Life event. You're invited by Shannon Devine. She is Mrs. North Carolina International 2008, and she'll be giving up her crown in the end of February at a pageant where I'm going to be emceeing. So looking forward to seeing her. Now, if you want to learn more about the Collier Lily Ride for Life, you can go to www.collierlilyride4life.com. And I'll spell that out for you. C-O-L-L-I-E-R-L-I-L-L-Y-R-I-D-E. The number 4, then life, LIFE.com. Check it out if you're in the Carolinas. This story is going all over the internet. Miss America goes green. Ashley Ruth Wheeler, she's the reigning beauty from the maple syrup state, has announced that her gown for Miss America pageant is entirely eco-friendly. It'll be made from hemp, organic cotton, and silk. You would not believe how many places I have found this particular article. It is everywhere. So a good job to her and her team getting her name out there. For those of you wondering why I'm not doing more stories about Countdown to the Crown, as I mentioned in last week's show, I actually have a New Year's resolution to cut down my cable consumption, and I got rid of satellite TV out of my house. I may be visiting a friend's home to watch the next episode, but I hear that Fox and Friends co-anchor of Miss America 1989, Gretchen Carlson, has been doing a good job as a guest consultant on Countdown to the Crown. Also, remember, please let us know what you think of the show, and we'll be reading some of those on the program. For those of you that are not aware, TLC is running a sweepstakes based on Miss America. You can go to www.tlcsweepstakes.com. I believe you're allowed to order every day or so. The grand prize is a trip for two to the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, where, of course, Miss America will be held. And also, there is a fabulous first prize of a flat-screen HD TV from LG with white glove delivery. Going out to TLCSweepstakes.com. Big news today as I record this. Gladys Magazine is coming out. It's a quarterly magazine and online source dedicated to helping busy women of all ages create and inspire change. Brought to you by Once Upon a Dream. Our editorial philosophy is one of positive encouragement and motivation. This is, of course, brought to you by Andrea Patrick Forte. Gladys Magazine is committed to being the one place you can come for a little bit of inspiration. How about a lot of inspiration? Our innovative approach to our writing and design layout appeals to readers of all ages, because being positive is a universal theme. We believe our readers are interested in self-improvement and the latest in fashion and beauty, and we want to bring you stories and editorials to help you motivate you in your everyday life. Now, you can check it out at www.gladysmagazine.com. We have an article out on the main page of the Pageant Cast. You can check it out. It's basically an online magazine that you can subscribe to. And pricing is, of course, available right there at GladysMagazine.com.
You're listening to TKPN and the Pageant Cast, and I have Andrea Patrick Forte, the editor-in-chief of the brand new Gladys Magazine, on the phone with me. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am calling you scant hours after you announced this magazine and the website at www.gladysmagazine.com. It's been a busy morning for you, hasn't it?
It's been nonstop, and I can't believe the overwhelming response to our labor of love, and it's just been unbelievable. I can't thank everyone enough, and especially you, Tim. You've been such a supporter of mine throughout this past year, and I just see unbelievable things for the future ahead, and thank you so much for supporting Gladys Magazine.
Well, now that I'm blushing, it's a fantastic event for everybody to go and check this out, GladysMagazine.com, because later on you're going to be able to say, I remember when Gladys Magazine launched. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the philosophy behind Gladys Magazine?
Well, our editorial philosophy is one of just positive encouragement and motivation to everyone. We'll be offering inspiring articles to our readers. And we're going to contribute what's hip in fashion and beauty and travel and luxury products. But our main theme at the magazine is dedicated to anyone who has been inspired to pursue their dreams by someone they love. And I'm sure that everyone will probably wonder why I named it Gladys Magazine. And the person that inspired me to pursue my dreams was my mom, Gladys. And that's why we named it Gladys Magazine.
And that is a beautiful and lovely story. Now, one question a lot of people have, is this a magazine? Is it an online website? What is this exactly?
This is sort of a little bit of a change for everyone. It will be a quarterly magazine that you can order the hard copy of and become a subscriber of Gladys Magazine. You can order one copy at a time as well. But it will also be an online source that you can go to our website and view the magazine online. And it will be interactive. We'll have contests online that you can win prizes that will be our products that we're featuring from our sponsors that will be featured in the magazine. It will be the A-list products that you can't live without that I recommend. And you can see the magazine right now if you go online.
That's fantastic. Well, everybody check that out, GladysMagazine.com. Thanks for taking some time out of what is sure to be one of your most hectic days ever to talk to us.
Thank you so much, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Pageant Cast.
That's it. That's it for today's Pageant Cast. And as you can tell by the clock on the wall, we're already into the overtime and extra innings. So I'm just going to keep this short and sweet. I hope if this is the first show you've ever heard with us, I hope that you come back again and again for more of the Pageant Cast. Until next time, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.